This is Mae Brussel, and this is part two of World Watchers, the second half hour of a program, a weekly program, discussing news events, and in this particular case this week, the Aryan Nations, the trial going on in Seattle, Washington, involving a group called The Order, a splintoff of the Aryan Nations, but part of it. They're not separate, actually, except that if one gets caught doing the violence, they hope to be separated from the other. But the other is plenty violent themselves, now having been mentioned in the recent court cases as having hired for decapitations and other things. And also, their goal is planned genocide, so I don't see how you can get more violent than that. And these people are not separate from all the other work I've done into the vast organizational network on various continents of people with the same intentions and goals. Now, if you send to a publication, it's called New Pages Press, P.O. Box 438, Grand Blanc, B-L-A-N-C, Michigan, 48349. You can send for a newsletter. It comes out three times a year with information on new books and magazines that are out. And issue number 9, their spring and summer of 1985, has a list of 23 organizations, right-wing organizations, not separate from each other. And there are many more besides that, but the top 23 in the United States that have printed publications about their Nazi intentions, their love of Senator Joe McCarthy, their adherence with the goals of the Ku Klux Klan, their participation with the American Nazi Party that changed its name to the National Socialist the Alliance, and they are not separated. As I say, they have different titles, but they're not separated from their common goals for a white nation and a country of white people. And you can send for the list of the publications with their name, address, and what the stated goals of the organizations are, and fill in that information for 22 cents. You can get all of that, so I'm not going to spend 2 or 3 hours reading it to you on the air. The subscription rate is $12 for 6 issues. And you might want to get the New Pages Press, as I say, out of Grand Blanc, Michigan. Now, among the 23 organizations listed, the 24th is a group called the National Socialist Vanguard in Salinas, California, P.O. Box 5035. And it describes their periodical and how it's different from the others or how it's similar. And it says the first issue of their periodical clearly lays out the origin and goal of the National Socialist Vanguard. The group was founded in 1981, that's 4 years ago, by individuals who were dissatisfied with the shortcomings of the existing white racist organizations. Their basic strategy of the group grew out of a seminal publication and of right-wing groups such as Mein Kampf and This Is the World, but with a significant economic aspect. They are self-supporting, they're not parasitic, feeding off the efforts of their supporters, such as the recipients, the Klan, and the white racist group that get money from the Aryan Nations thanks to their multi-million bank robberies, and it's disseminated to them. The National Socialist Vanguard is trying to create profit-making businesses among the white racist community, and they have a map of the United States to show where Jews and Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Blacks, and Asians have settled. They want white, unpolluted areas, and they're building their own security barracks and offices, and they have a service trade enterprises complex. It's called the Service Trade Enterprises, STE. And that according to their articles, they said this is for their business activities, and they tell you about their head of the Mr. Cooper, who travels, Rick Cooper, and visited various radical right-wing groups around the United States. This particular report on the National Socialist Vanguard illustrates that when Mr. Cooper traveled, he didn't see William Pierce of the National Alliance and the publisher of the National Vanguard, David Duke of the National Association of Advancement of White People, or go to George or visit Matt Cole's New Order. They stay away from those visibly seen Klan, the Grand Dragons, the people that tried to invade Dominica and failed, the people that shot Alan Berg and Rob Banks. This group is separate, very much separate, and very elite, but they have different ways of doing things, but they are very important to the whole context of the Aryan Nations up north and what came down in the trials taking place now. Now, in the National Socialist Vanguard that came out the issue July to September 1984. They had a warning in that issue that stated, "We have received word that the federal government is planning a major sting operation against the Klan and Nazi terrorists." They don't call themselves the Nazis or terrorists, even though their hero, and I'll read it to you, is Adolf Hitler, their mentor. But there's a sting operation against the Klan and Nazi terrorists in collaboration with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, going under the name of the Secret Army Organization or the Silent Brotherhood or a similar label, which is the Order and the Silent Brotherhood. This comes out in the trials up north and before. It is under the auspices of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm and or the FBI and is designed to entrap naive and unsuspecting racial activists. The procedure is for the government agents to approach a prospect with an offer of several hundred dollars in deposit money, whereupon he's told to await further instructions, presumably of an illegal nature involving bombing and assassinations. And once they accept the money, he is hooked. He is guilty of an indictable offense as part of the illegal conspiracy, the preferred method of the government for putting racial activists out of business. The policy of the National Socialist Vanguard has always been quite clear. We remain completely legal organization. They're planning the overthrow of the United States government through a legal way. We're a legal organization. We don't engage in illegal activity, even though, as I'll read to you, their hero is Adolf Hitler, and they want this country to be a totalitarian country, even though we have a legal constitution here. We are legal. We don't engage in illegal activity of any kind. Our task is to win the hearts and minds of people and not terrorism. So the point is that the National Socialist Vanguard knew in the fall of 1984 that there was going to be an arrest of the Order, and they therefore have to have, and this person of the National Socialist Vanguard has contacts at the highest echelon of government. Now, this Mr. Thomas Martinez was arrested in Philadelphia in 84 in June with that $10 counterfeit. He became an FBI informant in June. In July, this typewritten letter, newsletter, is sent out to the National Socialists, dated July to September, saying there is going to be arrest. Be careful. The alcohol, tobacco, and firearms is setting up a sting to get these particular Nazis. Now, when I wrote the SLA as the CIA, that was in 1974, 11 years ago. A lot of people still don't understand, even after they read it, how the federal government set it up there, even though I had it very, very clear. And here is a case of a National Socialist saying there's going to be a sting of other Nazis. We're going to stay out of their area and have our own business. And then in November of 84, in room 14, is Mr. Martinez, who from June set it up, but in between they knew, the fellows in Salinas knew and others people knew, of the confrontation of Matthews where he shoots the FBI man, and then in December he is killed, and then later the Aryan Nations are paying to kill Martinez, the man that the FBI have used. So there's a round circle of using one man, letting him get caught in there, then they were going to kill him. Now, I'm going to read to you from the newsletter of the National Vanguard, the National Socialist Vanguard out of Salinas. I won't give you the names of the people on the newsletter because they live here and are in business on the peninsula, but everything else that I can read in this half hour or 20 minutes, I'm going to share with you. This is a report. It says, since its inception 3 years ago, this is in September 74, it came out July to September, the National Socialist Vanguard, in conjunction with its business enterprise, ST, it's called Special ST Enterprises, I think that's for Stormtroopers Enterprises, Incorporated, we've come a long way. I feel our growth and progress has matched the near 20-year growth of our political counterparts. 1964 was 20 years. That was exactly when John Kennedy was killed, by December 63. And people directly attached to the Aryan Nations and the Order had a role with those people involved in the killing and cover-up of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King. But we'll stick to John Kennedy for these purposes because that's when the coup took place in November of 63. And by 2 days later, we're in the Vietnam War with an escalation. By 64, these people are on their way towards having Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan as their presidents and to represent their, what they call the freedom fighters, the term coming out of Nazi Germany and put into business by the OSS, then the CIA, the Freedom Fighters. Now, the fellow writing this newsletter is saying in the 20 years, he's telling you they're connected to something that's 20 years old, but they're just 4 years old. He says the dedication and the abilities of our personnel has been responsible for the growth. We'd like to introduce you to our directors and a series of personnel profiles, the shakers and movers of our organization. So this newsletter is about one particular person in charge of the business of the National Socialist Vanguard and their business, the ST Enterprises. And he describes his background, home of record in Oregon, later in Salinas, and self-employed in 1974, U.S. Army retired. Now, before I list you all of his qualifications, and as I say, purpose of these people is a long-range goal linked to a national organization. They refer to the national. There's a letter of commendation of one of these people that just one man I'm talking about, all the credits and credentials to this one man go to the business manager in Salinas. And he's writing this newsletter, and I'll go into his political achievements if I have time, but I want to read you part of the newsletter before I get to his background. By my own admission, as well as by the opinion of my closest coworkers, I find that my basic personality traits are dogged stubbornness, goal and mission-oriented, and often arrogant and belligerent. I do have a deep love and concern for my people, and my inherent stubbornness is a heartfelt determination to complete and specific projects involved with the successful completion of Wolfstadt. WOLFSDATDT is to be headquarters in all of the states, one central headquarter, like in 50 states, as I understand the description or the news analysis, with their own water, their own power, their own electricity, and their own federal postal stations, which are just about into place and will be ready by 1986 is their goal date. It says they have specific projects involved. We want to develop other goals and projects to support and maintain Wolfstadt. I have little or no tolerance for any philosophy other than the full program of the National Socialists. I feel I have the maturity, the training, the education, and ability to serve my people and the cause of Adolf Hitler in a position of trust and leadership, at least until a better qualified or more highly motivated person steps forward with abilities greater than my own. At that time, I will fully support and assist my successor to the fullest extent of my abilities. I understand my responsibilities to the National Socialist Movement, which is the Nazi Party, and to the people of my race, which is the white race, and the requirements and the abilities of being in a position of trust in the party of our leader, Adolf Hitler. I'm fully aware that the National Socialist Doctrine is based on the leadership principle. It is totalitarian, having no tolerance for any other form of government or political activity, and regardless of personal contribution to the party, the very best member of the race will become the new leader of the party and the National Socialist Movement worldwide. So it has a 20-year background. This is a fairly new form, and now a description of the Wolfstadt or Wolfstadt, WOLFSTADT, as I said. We are pleased to announce the major underground projects we have completed. We have our own sewer system that is finished after a considerable amount of hassle. It was finally approved. We have a pumping station and completed. The central well is completed. The project ended up costing more than we thought, and it goes into the amount of money. Call it overkill if you want. What we wanted, the water well went 835 feet. It added a secondary pumping station. The project is in excess of $11,000. We have completed a quarter-mile section of rail fencing. Underground work is being done with posts. The Public Utilities District is building power lines now. We have contracted and paid for power drop, power terminal on the property. This gives us electricity for power tools, all we need for the pending above-ground construction. Bring in power, another hefty expense. We will own the power supply in the entire area. And once the basic work is underway, they're building a road sign named in honor of Richard Johansson, a San Francisco unit of the San Francisco Nazi Party, the National Socialist Party up in San Francisco, who was killed in the line of duty somewhere. He was in a car accident, and they've not in the line of duty of Nazis, but in the Nazi business. It says, we have a county seat now. We have been initiated, Wohlstadt, with banking and the necessary services, and a postal service has been initiated. The ST Enterprises, they don't give the zip code or the area code number, but they give a description of this group. Now, the background of this man who is sworn to Hitler, just briefly and as fast as I can, just some of the things I'll read. Army administration at Fort Ord, personnel management at Fort at Ben Harris in Indiana, non-commissioned officers academy at Fort Ord, Fort Bennington, Georgia, military leadership school, Fort Lewis, Washington, basic training, Fort Ord, cavalry blacksmithing, Fort Knox, Kentucky, University of Maryland and business associates, psychology at Salinas Hartnell College, Armed Forces Unit, General Education, also in Kishine, Japan, University of Oklahoma, leadership training, law enforcement in Los Angeles, California, police officer standards in San Francisco Police Academy, motorcycle and vehicle driving course, California Highway Patrol Academy, scuba diving, Tacoma, Washington, salvage diving in Seattle, Washington, a certified carpet restoration specialist in Fresno, California. Training for political education with a Nazi party, leadership school in Arlington, Virginia, and military training, first sergeant in the United States at Fort Ord, special training year with drill sergeants, was an advisor, enlisted advisor of the Second Republic of Korea, where he had to serve then under Fritz Kramer and with John Singlaub and General MacArthur and all those wonderful people that make up the Soldier of Fortune right now, and the highly visible, becoming visible members of the Contras, directing the World Anti-Communist League and attending with Robert Brown the Soldier of Fortune conferences, his annual conventions, and also very much a part of the literature of the gung-ho survivalist Soldier of Fortune team. Awards and decorations: Meritorious Service Medal, a Bronze Star Medal, Army Commendation Medal with Oak Leaf Cluster, 7 Awards of Good Conduct Medal, Vietnam Service Medal, Army Expeditionary Medal, Vietnam Campaign Medal, 3 Battle Stars, Non-Commissioned Officers Academy Service Medal, Overseas Medal, Republic of Vietnam Medal with Palm, National Defense Service Medal, Presidential Citation, Meritorious Unit Citation, 2 Oak Leaf Clusters, Republic of Korea Presidential Unit Citation, Expert Badge, .45 Pistol, Expert Badge, the M1 Rifle, Expert Badge, M14 Rifle, Expert Badge, the Carbine, the 5.6 Rifle, for Federal Republic of Germany, the Military Sharpshooter Medal over in Germany, Letters of Appreciation, Commendation, Principal Military Duties, involved area in Vietnam, 3 armed conflicts, Korea Military Junta, Dominican Republic, and then Vietnam again, assigned in every state of the Union and in 81 foreign countries in 6 years of reserve duty, 20 years of active federal service in the U.S. Cavalry. Employment record, worked as a carnival roustabout at age 13, warehouse, United, professional soldier at 19, deputy sheriff in the Monterey County, and see another sheriff from California is the son-in-law of Richard Butler of Aryan Nations, the Butler formerly of Lockheed, operations officer at Wells Fargo Bank, and I've cited them in terms of the Smith trial and all the confrontation of the $400 or $500 million, and said Wells Fargo was a conduit of spy money and espionage a long time back. I don't know what he did there, but the Wells Fargo and the Bank of America and the Boston Bank have been used for all kinds of shady deals, just as the military establishment in their contracts goes out to relate to people all over the country that aren't the visible Nazis on trial up there in Seattle, but are bigger. Social and fraternal memberships, the Nazi Party in El Monte, the Nazi Party in San Francisco in February 74, a group leader of the Northern District in 1980, the Salinas Ramblers Motorcycle, the Monterey Bay Road Riders Motorcycle Club, the 1st Cavalry Division Association, the American Legion, American National Federation of Independent Business, Salinas Chamber of Commerce, Better Business Bureau, the Fraternal Order of the Police in Monterey County, Society of Clinging Technicians, Tacoma Freelance Underwater Driving Club, American Motorcycle Association, Athletic Achievements, and it goes into track and wrestling and amateur boxer and also the black belt, learned in martial arts at the Kyungbuk University in Korea, 6 hours daily that taught him to become, as he says, aggressive and competitive. Political achievements, and he lists his work with the Nazi Party in El Monte, California, in San Francisco, California, and worked with Commander Kohl, the Nazi, upon my return from Germany in February of 1974. Now, Commander Kohl of the Nazi Party was in San Francisco and Oakland at the time that Dr. Marcus Foster set off the whole SLA story, another ATF, CIA, or federal organization set up the SLA, the whole group of them, Donald DeFries and the LAPD. But Commander Kohl was in the Bay Area when Dr. Marcus Foster was shot with a cyanide bullet. His friend was shot with a regular bullet. The black man got the cyanide and the white survived. He was with the Nazi Party group, an officer in February 75-76. Up north and the Northern California District, then from 78 to 80. National Socialist Award, promotion to Stormtrooper, Team Leader, Group Leader, Stormtrooper Wound Award for injuries received during major street battle, September 26, 1977, in the streets of San Francisco, the Adolf Hitler 10-Year Service Medal, the Adolf Hitler Leadership Medal, accelerated to the NSV, that's the National Socialist Vanguard, banker director appointed a NSV-ST, which is the Stormtrooper, business director and California Secretary of ST Enterprises, which is their business enterprises. And that is a little bit of the forming of the person with all these honors from the American military and all these positions in cavalry, in business, in psychology, in the bank, and very, very skilled. And it is this person who was giving the warning that they're going to catch those guys up north who had word from the inside team. Now, the training, the boxing, the karate, the shoeing of horses, the cavalry, the athletic skills, the motorcycle skills, the scuba diving. This is a person trained in psychology, sociology, real estate, political science, an avowed love and following the course of Adolf Hitler, an inroad into who was going to be arrested, and he named the organization in from the July newsletter. Between July and September, it came out, and he named that silent order, that brotherhood up there, trained in all kinds of armed forces activities in Germany, in Korea, in Vietnam, in Dominican Republic, working in the Monterey County Sheriff's, and then, of course, the strange thing, he learns a skill, a business skill, carpet procedure and carpet clinging, so he can come into your home and clean carpets, and also, I wonder, you know, when you call people in to repair, whether it's a copying machine or the carpets and so forth, what in the world are you getting that when you let people into your home? They also, at the trial up north, brought out the very first day how they instructed these people to be very nice and talk nicely to black people, and those are the people that they're going to hang and kill as soon as they can. Now, in the business update, he also has this in the letter. At this point in time, our business ventures continue to prosper. We are maintaining a stable posture during this reporting in anticipation of imminent relocation in the Eastern Empire. Now, whether that's a code, imminent relocation in the Eastern Empire, whether it means we're going to make war in the East with the evil empire, I don't know. Because if you're setting up these offices in all these states and you're telling people to go to the Pacific Northwest, that's not the Eastern Empire. But the business letter says, in anticipation of our imminent relocation to the Eastern Empire. This relocation has been a little slow due to administrative circumstances over which we have no control. However, we currently have a fixed plant in escrow with a closing date of October 16th, 1984. This is 6 weeks later than we hoped, but within our schedule for completion of our essential projects. Now, they bring up something about the Salinas School District and the Mexican employees, which I don't quite understand, but the newsletter said, we did lose out on our anticipated contracts with the Salinas School District due to later running of the Migrant Education Summer School and a much earlier start in the school year. Now, they must use the Salinas schools, the public schools, for the Nazi meetings, for the National Socialist Vanguard, because they said The school year is different. It's starting early, so they have more Easter, and it's going a little later. So we did lose out our anticipated contract with the school district due to the running of the migrant education program. This early school start is to allow the Mexican school children a longer Christmas and a longer Easter vacation at home in Mexico. Now, that's interesting because the farm workers here, the ones that I've seen in Salinas, and there's a lawsuit in our paper this week about people being hired from Mexico and living in holes in the mud and calling that a home. He says they go longer Christmas and Easter at home in Mexico. Furthermore, the school districts now have requirements to hire or contract with minority-owned or operated businesses from this point forward. Though we will miss the much-needed revenue, we will still be able to complete our scheduled projects within the established goals with a little more difficulty. So the California educational system is funding the National Socialist Vanguard in some way when they are stating that their entire goal in life is to put in a totalitarian dictatorship, which is completely contradictory to what is going on in the educational system of what people would be learning. If a man says, I have maturity, training, education, ability to serve my people and the cause of Adolf Hitler, then what in the heck are they doing renting public schools in the summer to further the cause of Adolf Hitler? And if they're in a position to make their National Socialist movement worldwide and to work for the National Socialist doctrine based on the principleship of totalitarianism with no tolerance for any form of government or political activity, then what in the heck are they using these school areas for, I wonder? Then in the report, the last note on business is to report that we have completed our professional training course to make us the best at what we do. We completed the restoration certification course sponsored by Workmaster Corporation. That is not to say all that training will end. It will, but simply we completed our educational requirements for our trades. We will continue refresher training, keep up with change and new trends in order to stay ahead of the competition. Now, this is the group that does not like one group of white races depending upon the other. They don't want William Pierce to get money from the bank robberies. They allegedly don't want the funds of these groups or the scandals that come with making these funds linking to them, because the others, by doing these various bank robberies, which have been quite successful, many millions are raised, and there are very few people in jail. The great train robbery was Otto Skorzeny, the largest hunk of money that came out of one single train robbery, a very interesting book that went right down to Brazil and into the hands of the Nazis in Brazil. The upper echelon has a large, wide range for the goals of Adolf Hitler that stays removed from those people doing the bank robberies, but the bank robberies share that money at the lower level and spread it around. So this is a group that are in Salinas, California, who are very well organized and very intelligent and very honored by the government. And just this last week, a member of the order, the Aryan Nations, was photographed all the way into the New York Times, it made, not just our paper out here. A member from Salinas and this group are admitting that they want chemical, biological warfare, mind control, poisons, rockets, and will raise money through massive robberies. There are these two elements that I want to separate for you here. One is the profile of the person who says, I'm working very hard, and we're getting it on our own separate, but they're not getting it separate. They're working close with the military Fort Ord. And remember, a long time ago on 60 Minutes, they had the Nazis at Fort Ord. That may be one of the 60 reasons why Jesse Helms and the powers that be want Dan Rather off of CBS, because certainly that's not a liberal station. But he has talked about Colonial Dignidad or Klaus Barbie and some of the Nazi connections and the Nazis at Fort Ord. And if the Nazi money goes from the Order and the Aryan Nations to North Carolina to Jesse Helms' country, you can be sure that some of the 23 million or more that put Jesse Helms in to be reelected came from the support of the Nazi and Klan in North Carolina. But there are these two groups, one that stays in the business and has the support and travels to all the states and all many, many countries, has the highest honors in the nation, is a sheriff at Monterey County, has mastered all the skills of business and communication. And one of the members of the Aryan Nation, the order up there, living in Salinas, William Soderquist, I wonder how close he is or if he knows the National Socialist Vanguard in Salinas. That's why I tried to find his number in the book to see if I could locate him. I'll try to the U.S. Attorney Bob Ward when they get through testifying in court in Seattle. Now I'm anxious to read the papers to see what he says happened to the order in Seattle, because a member of that group in Salinas is right in my backyard here, literally in our backyard in this area. And they've been there a long time, but thanks to the trial now, it's, the connections are getting clear and more names are being added, and the networking of these people is becoming easier to chart out with the help of what evolves even in a very limited press. Well, my time is out now. I'll be back with you next week to maybe update some of those other stories and continue with the trial of the Aryan Nations and get into the Rashnish and some of these terrible scandals that do involve mass suicides, mass poisoning of the population, food poisoning, and other threats that they are talking about having the capability of doing, and they've been experimenting on. In the meantime, you take care, and I'll be back with you. Thanks again for all the articles and clippings. This is Mae Brussel.